That Padalecki Kid, a supernatural fanfiction written by Caramel Maddie and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. The pairing is Jared Padalecki / Jensen Ackles, and the story is rated a strong R for mature situations. The author has included the following warnings: underage, Jared 14, Jensen 18, graphic non-con. Reader's note: this podfic is a result of the Purple Dove Project auction. It's recorded for Art of Empty, who generously donated to charity in return. I really hope it meets up to your expectations. That Padalecki Kid. The boy up the road. He parts his dark chestnut hair straight down the middle. Smooth, sharp like an arrow, nice and neat. Mama used to love Jared's hair this way. Said it made him look respectable. Showed people just what a nice young man she was raising him to being. Jared thinks of this as he fixes his tie, staring at himself in the mirror. He's too skinny and too tall. His arms have been hanging awkwardly from his body, like winding tree limbs, ever since the growth spurt. He's just turned 14 a month ago, but Mama missed that birthday. She died on the 1st of July. Had a heart attack while riding her bike down Miller's Road on her way to the market to give Hank a dozen eggs as a thank you for fixing one of the tractors on the farm. Jared blames himself. Thinks that if he were a better son, then maybe she wouldn't have up and died on him. Left him. She was his only friend. He knows she passed on because of her bad heart, but still, he blames himself. He thinks Dad must blame him too, because Dad doesn't look at him much anymore these days, and when he does, it's always with a scowl, like he gets a bad taste in his mouth that his tongue can't lick away. His once tender blue eyes full of laughter and smiles now burn unkind, like something wicked and full of disdain has darkened them. "Put that damn bird outside," Dad says gruffly across the table. Won't even look at Jared for more than a second before his eyes skirt back down to his bowl of hot cereal. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
"But I like holding her," Jared stutters.
He hates the way Dad won't look at him, and worse, he hates the way Dad does look at him. Like he's embarrassed or ashamed. Like there's just something wrong with Jared. Jared's too quiet for it to be healthy. The teachers up at the high school all think that he has a learning disability. They keep giving him tests to prove themselves right. But each time he passes, excels. He doesn't have many friends. Not a one. Not even a teacher or one of the janitors. And most days he keeps to himself. Always eats lunch alone. Only ever speaks when spoken to, and even then he keeps his responses short and tangled, like he's too afraid to speak above a mumbled whisper. The other kids make fun of him, say he smells like chicken shit, and they ask him crude things, like if he's ever stuck his pecker inside of one. He always carries around that one bird, the stupid one his mother named Chicken. Chicken was her favorite chicken. And now that she's gone, Jared thinks that he has to take care of it, just so it won't miss his mother much. He misses Mama. He misses her something awful, that sometimes he'll curl up in bed with one of her old fur coats, and pretend that it's her wrapping him up with her love, and he'll swear it'll feel just the same, all feathery soft, and smelling like sweet things. "I'm not gonna tell you again, Jared. Put that bird down while you're eating your food." "But I..." "Damn it, boy," Dad yells, pounding his fist on the table. He slams it down so hard that the silverware falls to the floor, with a clinking crash of stainless steel against linoleum. "Would you just listen?" Jared sits Chicken down on the floor, gently nudging her away from the table and away from Dad's wrath. Jared doesn't think Dad will hurt her. But Dad hasn't been the same since Mama died, and Jared won't put anything past him. Pastor Michaels asks Jared to sing the solo in church today. Jared doesn't have a good voice, but that doesn't stop him from putting his whole heart into it. It doesn't matter that he can look out into a small gathering of people, stare at the faces of some of the guys he's known since he was knee-high to a bulldog, and see how they laugh at him. Everyone always laughs at him. Nothing new. Jared Christian Padalecki is that weird kid that never seems to know the difference between the right kind of words and the wrong kind that don't make much sense. Jensen Ackles sits with his mother in the third pew. His dark blonde hair is cut short, closely cropped to his head, accentuating all the sharp angles of his smooth, work-hardened, freckled face. His lips are soft, pink and full, and when he was younger, kids used to make fun of him, said he had a girl's mouth. He's 18, and wants to take over the world, only he doesn't have any skills besides shoveling cow manure. Jensen thinks he'll wind up an old, bitter, alcoholic prick like his father is. He'll probably be like all the men in his family, and never leave this piece of shit Texas town. But there's only 2 stoplights, and every store closes before 9 p.m. Jensen's little sister looks just as bored as he feels, and really, he wishes he could be back at home with his father, sipping on a beer and watching the game. But he knew if given the choice, he preferred being bored for 3 hours, pretending to listen to the Reverend go on and on about how the sins of the flesh were oh so wrong, and every just man falls down 7 times before being saved, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. That Padalecki guy is singing again, and Jensen finds this hilarious. That kid is just so strange. The way he's always staring at him, watching him when he talks. It kind of bothers Jensen, but not enough for him to ever say anything about it. Truth is, he does feel kind of bad for him. Hell, the kid's mother just fucking dropped dead not even a full 2 months ago. But hell, Jared just makes it too easy to laugh at him, and Jensen can't help it. Not even when his mother shoots him a pleading look for him to be quiet. It doesn't help that Jason, Chad, and Christian are sitting in the pew behind him with their parents, and Jensen can hear them cracking up too. When the service finally ends, Jensen stands impatiently beside his mother as she chats up one of her friends. He doesn't hide his annoyance, and he grunts and sighs, asks her, when the fuck can they go home? Until Donna looks at him with sad, round hazel eyes, and asks for a minute. Just a minute, please. Jensen can still see the bruise around her left eye, that has yet to heal, and he thinks of his father for a moment. Thinks of how dark liquor turns him into a dark asshole, and he's determined not to be that. Not to his mother. So he slinks away to the basement, where it's cool, and he can catch a quick smoke without any of the good old church folk seeing him. Mackenzie June Ackles is 10 years old. Thinks the sun rises and falls every time Jared Padalecki breathes. She giggles with only the innocent excitement a child can have as he chases her around the lawn dressed in her Sunday best. Jared always plays tag with her whenever she asks. Not like the other big kids from the high school, who look at her like she's a dumb kid in all the special education classes. Her brother Jensen won't even play with her, always yelling for her to move out of the way of this and from in front of that. Jared never yells at her, and she loves him for it. One day, Mackenzie would like to marry him. Quit running, Dad's voice drips with warning, as he catches Jared by the arm mid-sprint. Jared is just as tall as Dad, but Dad is wider in the shoulders, and Jared knows that he should listen. He twists out of Dad's grasp, and stands near waiting for Dad to finish talking to the widow Peters. I'm so sorry about your mother, the widow says. Jared really hates how people keep saying that to him, over and over. I'm so sorry. Like their apologies can bring her back, or like they mean anything. Yeah, okay. He only speaks because he feels like he should. Has anybody seen Jensen? Donna asks, and her eyes fall to Jared's. Jared has known the Ackles family for as long as he can remember. They live 2 miles up the road and own a dairy farm. Dad says the cows up there are no good, and it's a wonder that they're still making any kind of money. But judging from the holes in little Mackenzie's dress, Jared thinks that maybe they're not making much of any kind. I know where he is, Jared announces, and he takes off running. I'll get him. He knows where Jensen went, because he watched him all morning. He doesn't know what these feelings he has mean, but there's something about Jensen's face that makes Jared feel all confused, compels him to stare. So he does. Jared calls out Jensen's name softly as he descends the steps to the basement. It's empty down here, not a soul to be found, and Jared thinks for a moment that maybe he was mistaken. Maybe Jensen's not really down here. He turns to leave, gotta tell Mrs. Eccles that Jensen isn't here. But then he hears a sound coming from the bathroom. A funny sound, like a sigh caught between a pant and a moan.
God, you've got beautiful tits. Come on, let me stick it in, a voice whispers. God, you're sexy.
It's Jensen's voice, and Jared finds himself floating towards the closed door where he's heard it. He just stands there listening, too afraid to announce his presence. There's a thump, like the crushing of a head against the wall, and the girl laughs. You being serious? She asks.
Yeah, Jensen grunts. Take off your panties. Oh God, Jensen, you're all sweaty. Come on, not in church, J.R. Not in church. Come on, Paige. Come on, real quick.
Jensen, Jared says, knocking on the door. He can hear Jensen curse, and the girl groans like she's half annoyed, but partially relieved by the interruption.
Your mom's looking...
What is it, Jay? Jensen opens the door with his cock heat flushed pink, hard and sticking out of the fly of his boxers, like some angry, red thing that makes Jared look away uncomfortably. Paige Mueller stands behind Jensen, struggling to pull her shirt down across the rolls of fat that sit at her sides. Paige is a short, plump girl with a bulbous nose, loud mouth, pale, pale skin, and a dull brown hair. She's not very pretty, but she's pretty easy to get into. Everyone in town knows that her parents sell pot, and are the kind of people that don't really give a damn about anyone or anything except for themselves.
Hippies.
Jared thinks Paige is a sweet girl despite this. The only one of the older kids who don't make much fun of him. But sometimes she looks sad. Like she needs someone to tell her that she's important. Only no one ever does. Maybe that's why she sleeps with so many guys.
Your mom's looking for you.
Says you gotta go home now. Jared says softly, and Paige nervously pushes past Jensen, knocking his shoulder into Jared's. The contact makes something warm flutter throughout Jared's chest, and he takes a step back. Hi, Jared, Paige says, briefly looking into his eyes, tucking her hair behind her ears, brushing past him. Hi, Jared mumbles. Jensen, your mom's ready to...
Yeah, I heard you, Jensen interjects.
He stuffs his dick back inside of his boxers and pulls his jeans up. With a self-important, dismissive grunt, he waves Jared off.
Tell her I'll be right there. Gotta take a piss.
The door slams in Jared's face, and it takes him a moment to gather up the sense to leave. Jared hates Dad's macaroni. He always uses too much cheese, and not enough milk. So lumps of sharp cheddar coagulate between the noodles, leaving everything to taste bitter. He eats it anyway. Pretends that it's good, as he looks across the table at Dad, wishing that he'd say something. This is good, Jared lies. He just wants to make conversation. He just wants Dad to talk to him. No one ever talks to him. Yeah, Dad mutters, shoveling another forkful into his mouth. The silence is thick, thick and heavy like winter blankets, and Jared wants to rip it away like a half-healed scab. So, Jared, how was school today? Jared asks himself in the voice of his mother.
Oh, it was good, Mom. Mrs. Herman thinks I should be skipped to 10th.
Cut it out, Jared's father grunts, and Jared ignores him, keeps having his imaginary conversation, where his mother now addresses his father.
Jerry,
I'm gonna need you to fix the tires on one of the bikes. The wheels keep turning. Jared's father stamps his fist down on the table. Enough! He yells. He does look at Jared as he says this, but the look he gives him is a murderous one that makes Jared's blood run cold. Why does his dad hate him so much? What did he ever do to him besides live? Jensen's busy shoveling hay in the barn. Bundle after bundle he lays it down for the cows to eat, and to cover up the pungent smell of their waste. He hates this job. Hates how his father is too goddamn busy drinking himself into an early grave to give a damn about the farm anymore. So Jensen does all the work. Makes sure the cows stay fed and fat. Makes sure that their milk gets pumped, and even handles the orders and shipments. He can hear someone talking outside of the barn, and he knows that voice. Knows it's that weird kid from up the road. He sneaks a peek from the corner of the door. Watches as Jared pets Cassie's wet nose. Cassie's a pretty good old heifer. Can't produce much milk anymore, but she's friendly, and they keep her around just because of that. Really, Jensen knows his dad's waiting for her to just get a little bigger, and then he's gonna send her off to the butcher. But Jensen pretends that he doesn't know what he does. He's not supposed to get attached to the animals anyway. She'll suck your dick if you let her, Jensen teases with a grin coming out from behind the door. He chuckles a bit to himself as he watches Jared flinch at the sound of his voice, retracting his hand from Cass's snout, as if it were fire, and he wipes the flames away on his shirt. Well, I wouldn't, Jared replies seriously. Jensen eyes him carefully. I was just kidding, he says, and he finds it a little unsettling that Jared won't look him in the eye. That kid is just odd. What's he doing at his house, anyway? The smell of August is ripe in the air. It's a dry and sweet kind of smell that makes Jared remember all of the summertime days he'd spent with his mother inside the chicken coops, singing to the birds and laying down cornmeal into their food. Mama used to say that a happy chicken is a chicken that feels loved, and the more a chicken feels loved, the more eggs it'll lay. Dad tells Jared that he doesn't need his help today. Dad never needs his help around the farm. Jared wishes that he did. The only thing he has to do is keep the birds fed, and now that that's done, he has nothing else to do. So Jared packs up Chicken, puts her along with his mother's old hat in the basket in front of his bike, and he takes off. The general store is 2 miles west, and maybe a cola will help the day pass a little quicker. It's just another lazy Texas afternoon, and they're all trying to score some booze. Jensen hops in the back of Chad Murray's pickup truck, sits beside Christian. Paige won't look at him. Fuck her. She's just another easy bitch, he thinks. Too good to talk to him, so screw her. Danielle's there, and she is smiling. Her brown eyes look heavy, and Jensen can smell the weed on her breath when she lays her head on his shoulder. She feels nice. He could probably have some fun with her. There's the Jared kid. Look at him. Always with that fucking chicken, Christian grunts, as they pull up in front of the general store. None of them are a day over 18, but that doesn't matter. Miss Lucy will sell booze to any girl whose tits are bigger than a mouthful and any guy with a bit of scruff on his face. She's too old to care about a drunk 16-year-old when she has bills to pay. Money is money. Shit, I'm out of cash, Chad says as he hops out of the truck. You guys got some cash? He looks at Christian, expectantly, because Kane's always the one that buys. He's the only one with a steady job. Works pumping gas and doesn't make much. But he lives at home, so what he does make he can spend freely. Nada, bro. I'm tapped out until payday next week, Christian sighs. Fuck. Chad grunts, looks over to Jason, who sits shotgun. Man? Sorry, dude. Broke, too. I got some money. The voice is soft, almost meek, and Jensen grits his teeth. Why does that Padalecki kid always have to draw attention to himself? Doesn't he know by now he's just opening himself up to get picked on? He makes it easy. So fucking easy.
"What do you say, chicken boy?" Chad walks over to him with a grin. The sun catches Chad's blonde hair, and it's so bright that Jared looks away. In another kind of life, Chad could have probably been a movie star because his looks are so good.
"I said I got some money, you know," Jared says, digging into his pocket. He takes out a crumpled $10 bill that Chad snatches away, expressing his gratitude with a sneering smirk as he and Jason walk into Miss Lucy's place. Danil calls out for someone to bring her a bag of corn chips, and knowing that they won't, she hops out of the truck and follows them in. Jared feels an odd sense of acceptance, like he's being included into something that he hasn't really been invited to. It's not real, but he'll take it. "Jared, bring your chicken over here," Paige calls out to him. Jared smiles as he wheels his bike over to the red, dirt-wash pickup truck. "She is so cute," Paige exclaims, reaching out for the bird. "Can I hold her?" "Sure," Jared smiles. "Hey, who cut your hair, Jarhead? Your grandma?" Christian teases. And Jensen laughs, taking note of how perfectly sharp and straight Jared's haircut looks. How the bane is cut just above the brow, and how it's a little longer, but just as precise in the back. It's unlike Christian's messy tangle of long, unkempt brown locks, and Jensen's short, yet scruffy mane. "No, my dad..." Jared throws off and looks away. Jensen keeps laughing, even though he feels kind of bad about it.
"It's just as Jared... Jared is just so weird."
"Oh, she is so sweet," Paige coos. "What's her name?"
"Chicken. Me and my mom ordered a box of chicks in the mail, and they were all supposed to be Rhode Island Reds. And girls, only one was a rooster, and one turned out to be white. We just kept Chicken as the pet. She was Mom's favorite." Jared trails off, feels himself getting sad thinking about Mama. Jensen stares at him. Something in his chest goes tight as he watches Jared's face twist.
"Your mom was so pretty," Paige states softly. Jared looks up at her thankfully.
"Yeah." Christian glances over to Jensen and takes in how he stares at Jared. He feels uncomfortable because there is something penetrating about the way Jensen looks at the younger boy, and Christian looks away. Thankful that Chad and Jason are coming back out to the car with the beer. The noise they make is what finally causes Jensen to look away from Jared. That, and Danil hopping back in the truck sitting beside him. Jared looks up, waiting for Paige to hand him back his bird, as Chad starts up the truck. The engine revs, purrs, and the smoke from the exhaust makes Jared cough as it blows up into his face.
"Hey, you should come with us," Paige smiles. Her face is warm and inviting, and Jared really likes how nice she is, and agrees to go.
"No way," Christian chimes, and Jensen tries to pretend that he couldn't care either way.
But really, it wouldn't be too bad if Jared came along. He wouldn't mind. Not really.
"Fuck you, Chris. He bought the liquor. He's coming," Paige argues. And Christian ignores her, tapping on the hood for Chad to take off. Jared pauses. He doesn't want to go where he's not wanted, but before he knows what's happening, Jensen is groaning and standing up.
"Give me your bike," he grunts, and Jared is too stunned to move, so he doesn't, and Jensen grunts, bending down to pull the rickety old bike up into the truck. Jared tries to pretend that he doesn't watch the way the muscles flex on Jensen's arm, as he seems to lift the bike with ease. He hopes no one notices him staring. Everything in this house reminds Jerry of her. Every fucking thing. She picked out the butterscotch curtains in the bedroom. She chose all the furniture. Hell, she even spent 20 years picking out Jerry's clothes. He can't take this everything. This house. This bed. This every fucking reminder that she's not here anymore. His beautiful, wonderful, generous, kind-hearted, sweet wife isn't here anymore. He goes to the kitchen and grabs a few trash bags. He doesn't want to be reminded of her. It hurts being reminded of her, and it's already bad enough that he has to live with a constant reminder of her and the creation of the love that they once shared.
Jared's a spitting image of his mother, right down to the slightly upturned nose and cat-like eyes that burn with simple, incorruptible goodness. The scent of a hot summer mid-August afternoon burns around them as they speed down the seemingly endless backcountry road. The dry grass, the parched leaves on the trees, and the rich scent of earth is like a welcoming hug from an old friend. How someone can be so drunk from just 3 beers is a mystery to Paige, but Christian is. He's so drunk that he's starting to touch her breasts, and she loves pushing him away. He's just being an idiot, like always. And she doesn't get mad until he spits out some of his beer on Jared's bird, the bird she holds in her lap. "How's your beer, chicken boy?" he asks Jared, and Paige rolls her eyes. She hates how everyone picks on that kid. Jared's a sweet guy, just a little quiet. Yeah, he's a little strange, but who wouldn't be a little off if their mother died? Jesus, he's still a kid. Jared tells a joke. It's a silly joke. Something about egg yolks, and Paige laughs. It's funny in only a third-grade kind of way, but she's surprised that Jensen laughs too. Usually Jensen is always so fucking serious all of the goddamn time, and kind of a jerk like the other guys. But today he's not. He's really not all that bad of a guy. He's kind of nice when he wants to be, and he's only an ass because of what his dad does to him. Must be hard living with a monster, she thinks. They start up another game, just her and Jared, where they clap and sing, passing words back to each other. "I smell cow shit, yes I do, I smell cow shit, how about you?" And when Paige tries to pass the game over to Daniil, she rolls her eyes. Why should she play? It's stupid and dumb. "Hey Chad, let me sit up front with you guys," Daniil yells. "My hair's getting all messed up." Jared glances at her, decides that she is kind of mean. There's just something about her face that makes him think this, like her eyes are too close together, and she's not someone to be trusted. "Give me that hat," Jensen states, and Jared's unsure as to if he's talking to him, even though Jensen's eyes are on him. "Give me it." Jared doesn't want to take it off of his head. It's a cheap $3 straw hat from the Woolworths, but it was his mother's, and he doesn't want to part with it. Only Jensen is looking at him, waiting for it, and Jared can feel his stomach start to do that funny turn-flip thing, where he finds himself taking the hat off and handing it to him. He watches as Jensen smiles at Daniil, his green eyes glittering as he places the hat on her head. "There," he says, patting it down. "No more wind." He tries to hold her close, but she pushes him away. "What's the matter with you?" he asks. And she laughs in his face. "Get off of me. Too hot." "What a fucking bitch," he grunts. Jensen has never taken rejection well. Thought for sure he would have Daniil on her knees sucking his cock within the hour. "Oh my god, Jensen smells like cow shit," Daniil laughs, picking up the game she thought only moments earlier was beneath her. "You do smell like shit," Christian laughs drunkenly, and Paige giggles. Their laughter pisses Jensen off. He doesn't like to be the brunt of a joke. Who are they to make fun of him? To give him shit? He gets enough of that at home from his father. He snatches the hat off of Daniil's head, making sure to grab a handful of her ratty, stringy, dark hair as he tosses it out of the car. Fucking bitch. Should have been grateful. "Let me out of the car," Jensen grunts. Chad makes a joke that Jensen can't hear as he yells again for Chad to let him out. Jared stares back at the road, watching as his mother's hat disappears into brush, becoming just a faint beige stain in the brown dirt road as they speed away. "Can we go get it?" he asks in a panic. "It's his mama's hat. His mama's hat. I wanna go get it." "Let me out of the damn car. I'm going home." "Can we get it?" "What's the matter, Jensen? Vagina sore?" Chad teases him as he pulls over to the side of the road. Jensen doesn't answer him. He just jumps out of the truck. Jensen's not surprised that Jared follows him out. All of her pretty things sit in 3 bags now, all tied up and brought away from the house and out to the shed. Jerry lights a cigarette as he thinks about her. He inhales the cool menthol, suffocating it inside of his lungs. as he remembers Sharon's smile. Yeah, Sherry had a beautiful smile.
That's why they make fun of you, you know, Jensen grunts as he shoves a pile of hay. He doesn't mind that Jared's followed him back home. He kind of likes the company. That and the chicken.
I know, Jared replies solemnly, petting Chicken. I want to go find it.
Forget it. It's gone. How come you have to act like that in front of people?
Jensen's question throws Jared off guard, and he looks down at his hands. The milk bucket he sits on feels hard under his backside.
I don't know, he states, and in a softer, muffled voice says, my mom died.
Yeah, I know, Jensen sighs sympathetically as he whips his cock out to take a piss in the corner of the barn. It doesn't even occur to him that he is giving Jared a show until their eyes meet and Jared nervously looks away.
Big, huh? He smiles knowingly. Most girls won't let me fuck him when they see it. He shakes the piss from his cock. They get scared, afraid it'll hurt. You gotta get him nice and wet first. Lick on their tits. Rub your thumb across the clit until they get so fucking wet you can't wipe the mess away.
Jared smiles timidly as Jensen asks him if he's ever fucked a girl.
No, he mutters, and Jensen grins, zipping his fly and crossing the 15 feet that separate them until only inches do. I like to look 'em in the eyes right when they feel this big dick for the first time. I did it with this one girl before. Wouldn't let me put it in her, so I kept rubbing her down there, playing with her tits. She had these big nipples, stuck out like rockets. I'd rub one between my fingers and whisper, let me fuck you. Every time she'd say no, I'd tug 'em a little, just to punish her. But you could tell that she loved it, because she was vet enough to water a garden with that pussy. And I just kept licking on those round nipples and just pulling them, whispering for her to let me fuck her. Then she put a hand on this big old dick and I stuck two fingers in her pussy, whispering, let me fuck you. And she just starts moaning, oh, oh yes, oh, until finally she whispers it. She says, fuck me, Jensen. Jensen's eyes go dark, and they focus on Jared, stare him down, burning right through him with their intensity. Jared finds it hard to breathe, because he has images of Jensen with his hand in some girl's cunt, fingering her until she comes begging to be fucked. Funny, Jensen continues, taking a seat on one of the crates in front of Jared. They sit so close that the tips of their knees touch, and Jared looks away because Jensen stares at him, his green eyes glittering over drunkenly as he sips from a beer. First they don't want you to fuck them, then they're begging for it. Jared takes a deep breath, has to will himself not to get hard, but it doesn't help. He's as hard as a stone in a river. Yeah, funny. He ventures a sneaky glance up at Jensen, and just as their eyes hold, the sound of a car backfiring up the road pierces through the tension Jared feels that he's only imagining. Jensen jumps up with a start. Shit, that's my dad. Better get out there before he comes in here. He's out of the door quicker than the blink of an eye. Doesn't even hear Jared say goodbye. Laying in bed, Jared replays the moment in the shed with Jensen. He remembers the story, only he wraps his fist around his cock and pretends to be the girl with no name and no face. He imagines Jensen's tongue licking, tugging his nipple, his hands cupping his balls, slowly stroking Jared's cock to full mast, whispering in his ear to let him fuck him. Let me fuck you, Jared. Jared squeezes his eyes shut as he feels his toes curl, and he comes between his fingers with ease and a muffled grunt. He forgets that he's wearing his mother's black fur coat, because right now, all he can smell is Jensen's cheap aftershave. Jerry knocks on the door before entering. He knows his boy's awake. It's too early for him to be asleep. He's going to make this quick. Tell Jared that he's going to start helping out around the farm. He doesn't know why he's never asked him to before, but now he will. Maybe that'll toughen him up a bit. Jared, he says gently, sitting on the bed. He clutches an old lamp in his hands. It used to belong to his wife. Where you been? He keeps his back to his son. Jared remembers that he's wearing his mother's coat, Knows Dad won't be happy about it. Dad won't get why he wears it. He'll never understand. Out. With my friends. Jerry glances over his shoulder at Jared for only a moment. He's shocked at hearing Jared has friends. Jared never has friends. There might be some hope for him after all. I'm gonna need you to start helping out with things around the farm.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Jerry pauses, holds the lamp, tenderly reaches out a hand to give it to Jared. I think your mom would want you to have it. Jared is literally stunned into silence, part touched that his dad would even make such a gesture. He reaches for it without thought, throwing the covers off of him, and when he sees his dad's eyes cloud over with a breath-sizing fear, he remembers that he's wearing his mother's coat. Dad closes his eyes and takes a breath. No more, he says calmly, and turns the light out, leaving Jared alone in the darkness. Jensen Ackles is cleaning up the barn. Day in and day out, it seems like he's always shoveling up piles of cow shit. But today he has a little bit of company. That Padalecki kid comes walking up to the door, and Jensen pretends that he doesn't feel a sprint of warmth skitter down his spine when Jared says hello. What's up? Jensen grunts, not even glancing in his direction. What happened to your lip? Jared asks, and from the corner of his eye, Jensen sees Jared take a step towards him. Nothing, he grunts, turning his back to him. He's not about to tell that fucking weird kid what really happened. How he pissed his dad off and talked back when he should have known better. A moment of silence breeds between them, as Jensen goes about his work and Jared stands there watching him, eyes transfixed on the smooth, lean muscles of Jensen's arms. How the sleeveless tee is ripped down one of the sides, and he can see bits of rib just from beneath Jensen's tanned skin. Hey, when I get out of here? Jensen asks suddenly, tossing away the shovel. He doesn't wait for Jared to respond. He just walks out of the barn, like he knows Jared will automatically follow him. It's fucked up, you know. You had this idea that your life will automatically be different when you grow up, and you start getting older and you realize it's the same shit. Know what I mean? Sort of. It's a fucking joke, Jensen grunts as they walk. The bright Texas sun still high up in the sky and blazing like a yellowed orange ball of fire. Yeah, I know what you mean, Jared replies, and Jensen glances at him and grins. He knows Jared's only saying that to agree with him. Still, Jensen smiles at him, watching as Jared struggles to wheel his bike through the grass, the tires rolling wobbly across the stones that lay hidden in the fields they walk through. They really have no idea where they're going, just walking, and Jensen guesses that Jared must not be wearing comfortable shoes, because after walking for about 15 minutes, Jared's pace begins to slacken. They get to an old fence, a fence that Jensen forgot was here, and in order to cross it they've got to climb it. It's one of those old steel fences, used to keep cows from grazing out of their pastures. It's barely above 5 feet, and it's easy for Jensen to climb. But he hears Jared struggling behind him, trying to lift his bike. Without a second thought, he goes back to the fence, grunts for Jared to give him the bike, and just as Jared lifts the handles up, Jensen pulls the bike over in 2 swift movements. Jared watches the way the muscles in Jensen's arms pull. He is intricately mesmerized, and Jensen doesn't notice. He's pushing Jared's bike along the field, telling himself that he's only doing it so the kid can walk a little faster, and quit slowing him down. 20 minutes later, they find themselves walking along the train tracks that lead above the Hutchie River. Jared peers down at the water some 50 feet below him, wondering what it would feel like to jump in it. The water looks cool, and on a hot Texas afternoon, he knows it'll feel good, but he's so high up, and besides, he doesn't have his swim trunks. Aren't you gonna take your clothes off? When Jensen says this, Jared looks over at him and blushes, looking away as Jensen steps out of his pants. He stands in only his white underwear, the cotton close to his body from the sweat of the day. You're not gonna swim? He asks, walking over to Jared. Jensen knows he's making Jared uncomfortable, and he has an idea as to why. But no, he's probably wrong, and really, he just thinks it's fun watching Jared squirm because his ears get all pink. I don't have any trunks, Jared says. The sun shines in his eyes, and as he lifts his hand up to the clouds, he feels arms wrapping around his waist. He can smell Jensen, and he revels in his scent, soaks up the warmth from his body, even in this 92-degree weather, and he doesn't scream until he feels Jensen push him off the tracks and down into the cool river. The water pulls Jared under with a fierce quickness. He can feel his heart slamming in his chest, and just as he swims to the surface, Jensen cannonballs and splashes into the water with a yelp. "Are you crazy?" Jared yells, as he doggy paddles to keep afloat. Jensen swims toward him with a lazy grin. "Oh, come on, that wasn't so bad." He smiles, and Jared shakes the water out of his hair. "I guess not," he laughs softly, and Jensen splashes him. They play for a moment, Jensen ducking under the water and grabbing Jared's ankles, pulling him under. Jared tries to push him away, but underwater, it's like Jensen is the strongest man on earth, and he holds him tight, pulling him further and further down, until Jared manages to kick free and swims back to the surface. "You're trying to kill me or something?" he laughs, as Jensen surfaces. "Nah, Padalecki, never would try to kill you." He smiles, and the way the sun hits Jensen's face makes Jared lose his breath. There's a spot under the tracks that Jensen usually goes to escape from life. It's just above the river, and you have to climb a few rocks to get to it. But when you do, you can sit on the rafters and just watch the water flow beneath you. It's a calm and quiet place that no one knows about, and Jensen isn't sure why he's taking Jared here. But he is, and when Jared looks around, watching as the pretty green-blue water flows beneath them, Jensen smiles at the look of wonder in his eyes. "Pretty, ain't it?" Jensen says, standing on the rafters, pulling himself up with one of the beams, maneuvering to the edge where he keeps a pack of smokes hidden wedged between two planks. "Yeah," Jared mumbles, watching as the grey scales of whitefish moves through the water. It's like there's this whole new world under here that Jared's never known about. "Ever take a girl here before?" he asks suddenly, and he's so mesmerized by the school of fish that push through the river that he doesn't notice the half-smirk that tilts Jensen's face. "Fuck no," he laughs, lighting up a cigarette. "You should take your clothes off. They'll dry faster," he says, and Jared nods, turns his back as he peels off his green T-shirt. He steps out of his jeans, slowly, careful to hold on to the rafters so he doesn't fall in until he's standing in only his underwear, feeling shy and uncomfortable. His body doesn't look like Jensen's. They're the same height, exactly the same height despite the 4-year age difference, but Jensen's body is more defined, whereas Jared is mostly skin and bone. They're quiet for a while. The sound of the water flowing makes Jared want to sleep, and he sits leaning his back against one of the beams, oblivious to the way Jensen watches him as he inhales his cigarette smoke. Jensen Ackles finds something oddly interesting about Jared Padalecki. He finds the fact that he's not really finding him to be all that odd, weird, but it's true. Jared's not really all that bad. No, not at all, and he's actually kind of funny too. For a kid, that is. "Jared," a sing-song voice yells from above their heads. It's Chad Michael Murray's voice, and Jared looks fearfully over to Jensen. Jensen stands, twists his body through the beams, careful not to miss stepping on the rafters as he moves closer to Jared. When he reaches them, he practically falls into his lap as he slides across him, shushing him to keep quiet as he hears Chad, Jason, and Christian all calling out Jared's name. They know Jared is here somewhere. His bike is still sitting on the tracks. "Chicken boy, where are you?" Christian laughs, and a moment later Jared's bike is thrown into the river. "My bike," Jared hisses, and Jensen urges him quiet, stares up at the tracks through the beams. They hear the ding of a bell, and the rumble of an approaching train breaks the mood, and above their heads, Jensen and Jared can hear Christian, Chad, and Jason swearing as they take off on foot, trying to get off the tracks before the train crosses. Jensen finds this hilarious as he stands pulling himself up, He looks up through the peaks of light that bleed through the planks, and he smiles, glancing quickly down to Jared before looking back up. Jensen's bicep is 2 inches from Jared's face. He bets if he licks his lips, he'll be able to taste the salt off of Jensen's skin. Of course, Jared won't do that, because even he knows that's weird. But the muscle moves, and Jared's not sure what compels him. But before he can stop himself, he finds his hand curling around Jensen's bicep. He just wants to feel it, to touch it. But before he can get a good grip, Jensen flinches away. The look he gives Jared is a troubled one, and Jared is sure that Jensen's gonna deck him and call him a fag. But he doesn't. Bigger, Jensen smirks, flexing a muscle. Yeah, Jared whispers, and hugs his arms around his body. He hopes his clothes will be dry soon. Come on, let's get your bike out of the water. Jared feels like he should show Jensen his secret place. The place no one else knows about, because Jensen has shared his hideaway. This is where we bury all the chickens, Jared starts, sitting in the grass. 14 tiny stick crosses rise from the ground as headstones. Wanna know a secret? What? Jensen asks, sitting beside him. Nah, forget it. No, tell me. Jensen places his hand on Jared's shoulder, and Jared smiles and looks away. You can comb a chicken by putting its head in your mouth. My mom taught me that. Jared picks up chicken, places her head in his mouth, and when he sees the flabbergasted look in Jensen's eyes, he takes the bird out slowly, sets it on the ground, urges it away. Your mom was a weirdo too then, huh? Jensen teases, and he realizes that's a bad joke by the way Jared looks away. I didn't mean that. So you think I'm a weirdo? Jared asks, picking at dandelions in the grass. Yeah, Jensen laughs. Don't you? I guess so, Jared mumbles, with a lopsided grin, shrugging his shoulders. Working at the farm is hard. Jared never realized just what kind of back-breaking labor was back-breaking, until he actually had to do it. By the time lunch rolls around, he is exhausted. You did good, Dad says between bites of his bologna sandwich. Yeah? There is silence, neither Padalecki male knowing what to say to the other, so it's just quiet. In the distance, Jared spots a red pickup truck turning down his road. He gets half excited, thinking it's Chad's truck, but he lets that thought fade away because he's sure that Chad doesn't give a damn about him. But he's wrong, and as the truck gets closer, he sees Chad driving and he smirks at Jared, pulling the car over to the side of the road just 20 feet away from him. Hey, Jared, wanna hang? Chad says, and Paige and Danielle seemingly appear from nowhere. Yeah, Jared, come on and hang, Paige says, and Jared looks over to his father expectantly. Dad is happy that his son seems to have friends. It's about time. Maybe there's some hope for that kid somehow, and he agrees. Even gives Jared a 20 and tells him to be home by midnight. Let me get ready first, Jared states, running into his house. He wants to put a clean shirt on, and before he leaves his room, he goes to the liquor cabinet and snatches a bottle of Dad's whiskey. Dad rarely drinks, but Jared knows that the guys do, a lot. So he gets it for them, before running back out to the truck. Where's Jensen? He asks, jumping into the back. Christian rolls his eyes, but keeps his mouth shut as Chad tells him that they're gonna pick him up later. Hey Jared, you got any money? Jason asks, sitting shotgun, and without a word Jared hands him the $20 bill. Jensen sits on his porch, waiting for the guys to arrive. Tonight there's a little party down at the quarry near Berkner High School. He's not really up for it, the whole mess that involves drinking, swearing and laughing at one of Christian's lame jokes. But it beats staying in the house and eating another quiet dinner with his family, where Mom and Mac are too scared to talk. Besides, his older brother, Josh, is coming over later, and Jensen really doesn't feel like hearing a lecture about why he should be in college. Joshua is the smart one, the one who got a scholarship and got to get the hell out of this piece of shit small town. Jensen doesn't notice Jared at first, not until he's hopping inside the truck. Their eyes meet, and Jensen gives him a soft smile and sits beside him. Heya, Jensen, Jared whispers, and Jensen feels something in his chest tighten as he watches the tips of Jared's ears turn pink. "What's up, Jared?" Jensen's words are cut off when Daniil suddenly flings herself into his lap. She throws her arms around Jensen's neck, places a big, wet, sloppy, and drunkenly lethargic kiss to his lips. Paige sits across from them, rolling her eyes. She's slept with most of the guys in this group already, just like Daniil has. But still, there's a certain sting that pegs you right up in the gut when you see something that was once yours go to somebody else, even if you don't really want it anymore. Daniil Harris is drunk out of her mind and feeling horny. She has no idea how much she is drunk, but she knows it's a lot. She shoves her tongue down Jensen's throat, slowly grinding her body against his. Jensen has a big, fat cock, and she can feel it twitch through his jeans. "Wanna fuck?" he whispers into her mouth. The noise around them seems to make them all dizzy with laughter. The sky above their heads hang purple, the sounds of 20 people knocking back a few brews, as dirty southern rock music blasts, makes the mood feel easy. "I'm on my period," Daniil smiles. "Never stopped you before," Jensen hisses, sucking her lip into his mouth. He runs his hands through her hair and pulls her close. Yeah, he knew he'd get her. He thinks 87% of all girls are pretty easy to get into, if you say the right things and act a little nice. She feels so good in his arms. Her mouth tastes like booze, and as Jensen sucks her tongue against his teeth, he can feel himself getting rock hard. He can hear Jared a few feet away from him. The guys are all laughing at him, and Jensen has missed whatever joke he knows is at that Padalecki kid's expense. But he opens his eyes, stares across the bonfire at him as Daniil attacks his mouth. Chad has his arms slung around Jared's shoulders, like they're old friends, forcing him to drink from a flask, and this deep-seated thing called possession gnaws at Jensen like a chewed-up bone, makes him want to tell Chad to get the fuck off of him. Chad doesn't really like Jared. No, not at all, and it pisses Jensen off that Jared's too nice or just plain too dumb not to realize this. "What's the matter, baby?" Daniil asks, pulling away. She follows Jensen's eyes to where Jared stands, and she grunts. "Come on," she starts pulling Jensen by the hand. "I want to talk to you." "Who the hell brought that loser here?" Jensen hears a guy say, as he and Daniil make their way towards the woods, where it's empty and dark, and any fucking thing can happen. "Hey, just leave him alone," Jensen states, and the guy rolls his eyes, tells Jensen to fuck off. And hell, it's not that the guy is a drunk asshole and has told Jensen to fuck off that gets to him. No, it's the fact that him and all of his little buddies are laughing at Jared, calling him a dumb pollock, and Jensen loses it. He pushes Daniil away when she tries to hold him back, and pushes the guy in the chest. "The fuck, dude?" the guy yells, and before he can get another word in, Jensen has his fist balled, and he's crushing it against skin, lip, and teeth. He feels his knuckles split as he punches the guy again, fast and furious. He learned this from his dad, again and again, again and more. It's not until he feels strong arms pulling him away that he realizes that he's punched the guy bloody, and has probably broken his nose too. Jensen could give two shits about it, and he smiles when Christian and Chad throw their arms around his shoulders, ruffle his hair, and tell him how fucking awesome that fight was. Jensen looks across the fire and sees the fear in Jared's eyes, and his heart sinks. He doesn't want Jared to feel afraid of him. But then Jared gives him a faint smile, and Jensen thinks that, yeah, maybe everything is all right. Paige just wants to go home. It's long after midnight, and since they put the bonfire out, it's gotten a hell of a lot colder up here. She's ready to leave. Most of everyone has already gone, and really, it's only her degenerate friends who sit up here like assholes in the cold, refusing to leave. "Can we go now, Chad?" she grunts, buttoning up her coat. Chad glances over his shoulder at her, as he steadies his cock and peers into the pit the fire had been blazing in only moments earlier.
"Nah, too drunk. Ready crashed up two trucks this way," he slurs.
"Well, I'll drive then," she sighs. Chad blinks and grins at her slowly.
"No, nobody drives my car but me."
He trips as he tries to walk, and Paige throws her hand up in frustration. She looks over to Christian. Maybe he can help. But he's wasted too. Jason's passed out in the back of the truck, and Jensen has disappeared with Daniil. Great. Fucking great. The only time Jared has ever tasted alcohol was at his cousin's wedding back in October. His mother had let him take a sip of her champagne, and Jared remembers it tasting sweeter than he thought it would. But the whiskey Chad made him drink was sour, and tasted like piss, and Jared guesses he must have drunk too much, because now he feels all queasy and dizzy. He stumbles into the woods and pukes his guts out, expels his vomit on a bed of oak leaves. As he wipes at his mouth with a groan, he hears a sound, a funny sound. He walks deeper into the woods, clears away some brush until a sight before him stuns him into silence, and he stares. There, with his back perched against a tree, and Anil's head clenched between his palms, is Jensen getting a blowjob. Jared has never seen something like this before, and he feels the pit of his stomach tingle as he listens to Jensen urge her on. "Yeah, like that cock, don't you? Yeah, suck it." He pants and opens his eyes. Jared has been caught, and he doesn't realize that Jensen is looking at him, because the darkness of the woods concealed this fact until Jared's eyes adjust, and he can see this. He can see this. "Suck it. Slow." Jensen grabs her head, forcibly fucking Daniil's face as he watches Jared. He gives Jared a little smirk, just to show him that he doesn't mind an audience, and Jared smiles back shyly, watches with a lusty curiosity as Daniil slurps and swallows, bobbing her head like she's bobbing for apples. Jensen and Jared share a grin, and Jensen winks at him, feels himself about to come. He's gonna come. He's gonna come while looking straight into Jared Padalecki's eyes. "What's taking so long?" Daniil asks, pulling off with an audible slurp. "Son of a bitch." "Nothing. Keep going." "Daniil, where are you? We're leaving." Paige's voice rings out, and Daniil spits out Jensen's dick and stands. "Gotta go," she says. "You're kidding me," Jensen grunts as she turns to leave. "You're gonna just leave me with a half-rock." Daniil ignores him and pushes through the leaves. She's ready to go home now, and rinses the stale taste of coarse and penis from her mouth. And wouldn't you know it, just as she pushes through a bush, she comes face to face with Jared Padalecki, that weird kid who's always staring, but rarely talking. She rolls her eyes and says "pervert" with such disdain that Jared can't look her in the eye as she brushes past him. "Jesus, Jared, you're a fucking cockblock," Jensen grunts, zipping up his fly. "I'm sorry," Jared starts walking towards him. "Yeah, well, forget about it," Jensen sighs. "I'm sorry." "I said forget it. Jesus, Jared, it's okay. But I..." "God damn it, Jared," Jensen groans, closing his eyes. "I said it's fine. Now come on, we better start walking. Everybody left. What a waste of a night." "I know something we can do," Jared stutters, kicking at the dirt. 20 minutes later, they sit in Jared's shed. Jared likes to come out here and think, while surrounded by his mother's possessions. He never dares to take them out of their garbage bags. "Jesus, your mom sure had a lot of shit," Jensen remarks, opening up one of the bags. Jared is silent for a moment, and looks away as he speaks. "Thanks, Jensen," he says softly. "For what?" Jensen lights a cigarette. "Being nice." And Jensen is too struck with emotion, or too much booze, to properly respond, so he doesn't. He takes a few pulls off his smoke and goes back to looking through the bag. The shed smells like old, ancient things, like memories and tattered pieces of parchment. "My knuckle's bleeding. See me hit that guy? Fucking cut me." Jensen reaches into one of the bags and finds an old can of hairspray. He laughs, tosses it to Jared and tells him to fix his hair. He continues rifling through the bag, his mind drifting, wondering just what kind of woman Mrs. Padalecki was. He finds a fiddle and an old straw hat. He grins, puts the hat on his head, and pretends to play the instrument, screaming "Yeehaw!" "Shh," Jared whispers, and Jensen laughs, quieting down and stubbing his cigarette out. "My mom could play that, you know." "What's this?" Jensen asks, opening up a box. Inside he sees a wedding dress, and he hands it to Jared. "Try it on," he jokes. "Heh, I better not." Jared bites his lip and looks away. Come on, Jensen smiles, and he feels his heart begin to pound in his chest as he watches the tips of Jared's ears turn pink.
You don't think it's weird?
No, just the two of us, Jensen starts, and when he sees the hesitation in Jared's eyes, Jensen tells him if he doesn't want to have any fun, then forget about it.
You really think it's okay?
Yeah, it'll be like Halloween or something. Jared steps into the dress, but before he pulls it over his head, Jensen's hands are on his shoulders.
Not with your clothes on, he says. Won't look right.
Jared takes his shirt off, begins telling some old story that Jensen's not really listening to. This old lady, Miss Gamble, used to live up the road. Jensen watches the way the muscles on Jared's back move. And we all thought she was a witch or something. Jensen watches the way Jared's throat undulates with every word that he speaks. And she'd never give out any candy on Halloween. Jensen watches as Jared's hair brushes into his eyes when he bends down to step into the dress. All 6 feet of skin and bone that he is. Here, gotta zip the back up, Jensen says, coming behind Jared. He presses his fingertips into Jared's spine, and he feels Jared tense as he zips him up.
Yeah, Jared's voice falters. I always felt bad for her, even if she never gave out candy.
I remember that old lady. She was a fucking bitch, Jensen laughs. Jared feels nervous. Jensen's hands are pressing into his shoulders. You sure curse a lot, Jensen, he states, and Jensen laughs, pushing him away.
What? Bitch?
He pushes Jared a little more forcefully.
Hey, quit it.
Are you a bitch? Jensen laughs, almost violently pushing Jared yet again.
No.
Bitch, Jensen laughs, and pushes him hard, sending Jared crashing into the wall.
Quit it, Jared grunts, pushing him back, and with a quick fierceness, Jensen has him in a headlock, and he laughs, a crazy sound.
Say it. Say, I'm a bitch, he commands, and Jared's kind of afraid, because Jensen's voice is all funny and thick now, so he says it.
I'm a bitch.
Jensen breathes heavy and forces Jared to his knees. Jared is so confused that he doesn't know what to do, so he looks up at Jensen with fearful blue-green eyes. Even with the heated, twisted grimace of desire that pulls at his face, Jared thinks Jensen is beautiful.
Go on. Take it out.
Jensen's voice drips with need, and Jared can't think. Not enough to move, until Jensen orders him to take it out again. With shaky fingers, Jared reaches up and unzips Jensen's fly. Partially afraid, and partially pulled by curiosity as his hand wraps around the heated girth. It's so big. The smell is anything but pleasant, and when he puts his lips to Jensen's cock, Jared recoils from the taste. Tastes like pee, he cringes, and Jensen forces his head back down, pushes his cock deep inside Jared's mouth. A little too far, and Jared gags, accidentally bites down.
Fuck!
Jensen yells, and before he knows what he's doing, he's smacking Jared across the face. It's just a natural reaction. He doesn't mean to hurt him, but Jared's hurt him first. Hurt when hurt.
I'm sorry, Jared says, holding his face and reaching out towards him.
Would you stop saying that? Jensen grunts. All right, I'm not mad at you. He pushes Jared into the wall, forces him to turn around. Not mad at you.
What are you doing? Jared stutters, as he feels Jensen pulling his pants down.
It ain't gonna hurt, Jensen grunts, spitting in his palm. He's blinded by his desire and the ache in his groin that he's been trying to ignore every time Jared looks at him. He's getting so lost in selfish need, and he doesn't hear the fear in Jared's voice as he commands for Jared to spread his legs. Jensen doesn't feel the shake, rip and tear of Jared's body as he pushes his cock inside of him. He doesn't hear the muffled plea Jared cries.
No, please, stop, Jensen, don't.
Oh, so fucking good, Jensen grunts, pushing inside of him. Deeper. Mostly Jared feels dry inside, but oh, so fucking tight. And Jensen pushes in and pulls out, slams, grinds, pants. Feels just like a pussy, he growls, as his nails dig into Jared's slender hips, and he feels himself coming in less than a handful of seconds.
Fuck, he yells, expelling his seed inside of Jared. He tries to steady his breathing long enough to pull out. But he's dizzy and feeling drunk from Jared's body. Maybe it's the booze in his system too, maybe not. God, Jared felt so good, so fucking good. Jensen wants to stay like this forever. Jared leans against the wall, resting his head against the plaster. He can see his fingertips embedded in the wall, having wiped away layers of dirt as he braced himself. And the paint looks clean and fresh only where he's touched. Behind him, he can hear Jensen calmly lighting up a cigarette, idly talking about something that Jared's not listening to. He's feeling confused and ashamed, embarrassed by the burning ache in his backside. Don't tell my dad, okay? He asks slowly, and Jensen won't meet his eyes. Can you? Can you unzip this? They're the exact same height. But Jared has never felt so small in his life as he hunches his shoulders, feeling Jensen unzip him. Jared wonders if it's normal to feel so confused after sex. He wanted this. But did he want it like this? Did he ask for it this way? Does this mean that Jensen loves him now? His thoughts are broken by the sound of the door opening. Jensen jumps back, and Jared is stone-stuck silent in surprise as his father's eyes lock with his. Jensen, go on home, Dad states coldly, and Jensen runs out of the shed so fast that he practically trips over his feet, and he leaves his smokes behind. I can't get it off, Jared says in a panic, trying to get out of his mother's wedding dress. I tried, but I... Don't talk to me. Dad's words are low and vicious as he unzips the dress, and he won't look at Jared as he steps out of it. Jared hasn't slept all night. He's too afraid of what Dad's gonna say to him. Too afraid of what Dad's gonna ask him. Will he know? Will he know? When morning comes, Dad doesn't ask him anything. He just orders him to the field. When I was a kid, my dad made me do this every time I screwed up, Jerry says, watching as Jared digs a hole in the ground. This hole serves no purpose other than to work Jared's arms sore. Jared digs 4 holes in 6 hours, from sunrise to noon, and his back is sore. Feels like it's on fire. But Dad wants 12 holes before he can stop. 12 4-foot holes. But Jared knows that he can't do it. He needs a break. He needs a break, and he jumps out of hole number 4, throws his shovel down, and ignores Dad calling his name as he walks into the house. Time for lunch now anyway, Dad says, coming up behind him. Don't sit on the furniture until you clean up. Jared ignores him and takes a seat in the living room. Fucking Dad, fuck you. You never get shit. You don't understand me. Hey, I said get off your mother's furniture, Dad barks from the living room. Hard work, ain't it? I do it every day. You're weak. Need to strengthen up. God damn it, Jared. Get your filthy ass off your mother's sofa. In case you haven't noticed, she's dead, Jared grunts, standing, and Dad sees red, strikes him in the face. Dad looks away, hates himself for striking his son, but feels the rage of not understanding him consume him. What's the matter with you, he yells. Can't even get into trouble like a normal boy. He waits for a response. He doesn't get one. When the front door slams, Jared feels like his world is ending. The heavy, sinking feeling of something awful looming seizes his breath, and he runs after him, watches as Dad goes to the shed and pulls out all of Mom's things. No, Dad, what are you doing? Jared hisses as he watches his father douse the bags with lighter oil. Please, don't. I should have done this a long time ago. It's for your own good, Dad says, and Jared risks being burned to pull out her fur coat. It's the only thing, really, that reminds him completely of his mother. Jensen is asleep, dead to the fucking world when he hears a tapping at his window. He opens his eyes and sees that fucking Padalecki kid standing there. What the hell, Jared? You fucking reek, man. I need to talk to you. Please. Jesus, Jared, it's late, Jensen whispers, rolling his eyes and closing the window to get dressed. They sneak out to the fields and sit in an abandoned dairy truck that would run pretty good if it had a new fan belt. Jensen feels nervous and he lights up a cigarette.
"Did your dad ask about me?" he asks, inhaling, sheepishly looking at Jared. God, Jared is something special. Even under this blue ghost moonlight, Jared seems to glow with something sweet that Jensen wishes he could possess. No, he burned all of my mom's stuff. Did it say anything about me? No, Jared whispers. He's only mad at me. He places his hand on Jensen's knee. Jensen doesn't push him away. We can't do nothing no more. We can't do nothing no more, Jensen says firmly. Eyes Jared and shoves his hand away. It's queer. I ain't a queer. I'm sorry. Jesus, Jared, you're always fucking sorry. You're like a goddamn girl sometimes, he grunts exasperatedly. The sound of crickets singing their nighttime anthem spreads around them as they sit in equitable silence for minutes, too long to count. Neither young man finding the courage or strength to leave, despite all that they've experienced and endured. They can't connect. Have you ever, Jared finally speaks in a tissue paper kind of voice, thought about kissing me? No, Jensen lies quickly, scoffing at the thought. Jared's face sags and falls. This pisses Jensen off, and he grabs Jared's neck, enclosing his rough palm, pulling him close and presses their lips together. Their mouths meet for only a moment before Jensen is pushing him away. Is that what you want? He growls. No, Jared whispers, and tenderly places his hands on Jensen's cheeks. He can feel Jensen shake as he softly presses their lips together. It's the sweetest and most gentle kiss that Jensen has ever felt. It's like summertime rain and ginger spice cookies, and as Jensen feels his stomach tighten, he holds his breath. When the urge to run his fingers down Jared's neck gets too strong, he pushes him away. You're a fucking faggot, Jared. Stay the hell away from me. And in the blink of an eye, Jensen is gone. In the morning, Jared backs up Chicken, and they head down to Miss Lucy's general store. Jensen doesn't want to be his friend anymore, so really, there's no one else to talk to, so Jared's back to being alone. He parks his bike by the ice dispenser and goes inside to grab a soda. When he comes back out, Chicken is gone. Jared panics for a moment before he hears the bird cluck from around the corner. He turns to get her, but instead comes face to face with Chad, who grips his bird tightly around the neck. You're hurting her, Jared grunts, reaching for it. Chad backs away, tosses the chicken to Jason, who laughs and tosses it to Jensen, who sits solemnly in the back of Chad's red pickup. His face is all bruised, his lips busted and eyes swollen. What happened? Jared asks, and Jensen rolls his eyes, hopping out of the truck, grabbing the bird. What do you think, Jared? Yeah, Dad doesn't like it when I sneak out, he hisses. I'm sorry, Jared starts. Shut the fuck up, Jensen grunts, throwing Jared his chicken. Go on home, Jared. Just go on home. What the fuck? Chad yells. You're no fun anymore. Whatever. Leave the faggot alone, Jensen sighs, turning his back to his friend. I'm not a faggot, Jared hisses, and Jensen turns around, locks eyes with him. A truth passes between them, and they stay silent. Why don't you show me how you suck dick, faggot? Chad teases. Chicken frets in Jared's arms, and Jared only wants to calm her down. He opens his mouth and puts her head inside, just to calm her, just to relax her. Birds are sensitive creatures and can pick up on negative vibes, and Chad Murray exudes nastiness. Oh shit, he's sucking cock, Jason laughs, and Jensen chuckles. Jensen is laughing at him. Jensen is laughing at him. His friend, the boy that he's been infatuated with for 3 summers now, is laughing at him. The bird is squirming in his hands, something crazy. She can feel that Jared is upset, and her feathers are flying everywhere, and he wants to end her pain. He wants to end her suffering because no one can end his. He bites her head off. Just like that. He bites her head off, and everyone hoots and cackles cruelly, except for Jensen. Jensen looks at him with sad green eyes, and Jared turns to leave, wiping tears from his eyes and trying not to vomit at the taste of blood in his mouth. Jerry Padalecki fixes the porch. There's a loose floorboard that he keeps tripping over, and he hammers a nail down into it until it's fixed. He sits on the porch, sipping lemonade, and he watches as his son walks down the road towards their house. He can tell that something is wrong, just from the hunch of Jared's shoulders, and when he sees the dead bird in his son's arms, Jerry asks what happened. "Leave me alone," Jared cries. "No one ever understands him. No one ever gets him. Not Dad. Only Mom. She's not here." "No," Dad whispers, pulling Jared into a hug. "Father and son. Father and son." "Let me go. Let me go," Jared cries, and Dad holds him tighter, begins to weep in his hair. "Shh. You keep quiet now. You keep quiet," he weeps, holding his son close. This is contact. This is emotion. This is what Jared needs to feel alive. "I miss her too. I miss her too. Dad, I know. I know," Jerry cries as he holds his son. "They need this. They need to grieve together in order to heal." This emotion is new to Jensen, the feeling of guilt and regret. He can't eat and he can't sleep, so he just lays in bed, replaying that scene over and over again in his head. Jared biting the head off the chicken. The dead, broken look in his eyes that turn into shame as he ran away. Jensen thought about running after him. But his friends were around and he couldn't. He's not a queer or a faggot, and he's kind of angry at Jared because Jared makes him feel things. Things he doesn't want to. And Jensen tosses and turns trying to get that feeling out of his chest. That feeling that makes him wish he could take back every mean and bad thing that he's ever said or done to Jared. But he can't change the past. No one can. Jensen just wishes he could sleep this thing off. Dad takes Jared shopping for school clothes on the first of the month. And Jared gets angry because Dad won't understand that he hates the color yellow. They argue for a while, until finally Dad just hands Jared $100 and tells him to grab whatever he wants, and he'll be waiting out in the car. Jared likes it when Dad acts this way where he listens and doesn't yell, or make Jared feel like what he thinks isn't important. Jared likes it when Dad makes him feel like what he wants matters. School starts in the middle of September, delayed by 2 weeks because of rusty pipes and bad wiring. Normally, Jared takes the school bus. But today he was late to get up and has to ride his bike since the engine on Dad's truck is getting fixed. Despite the sun beating against his back, Jared pushes on through the early morning sunrise. Gets halfway down Miller's Road before a rambling old blue Chevy pulls up beside him. Jensen is driving. A cigarette dangles from his soft pink mouth, and he doesn't look anywhere other than the road up ahead. Jared stops pedaling and hops off his bike. He doesn't know what to say, doesn't know what to do or how to act. He hasn't seen Jensen in almost a month. Not since that afternoon at Miss Lucy's. Jensen hasn't been in church for a while, but Jared sees his mother and sister there every Sunday. He only asked about Jensen once. "Hey," Jensen says, taking a drag. "Hey," Jared trails off and he glances at him, watches as the shade of the car makes Jensen's skin look cool to touch. The bruises on Jensen's face have faded, but they're still noticeable. Like smears of grapefruit juice stain the freckles on his face. They could just be new marks. Jared doesn't know. "Do you, like, need a ride to school or something?" "Got my bike." Jared can't help staring at Jensen. He's just so... he's so interesting to look at. "Toss it to the side of the road," Jensen states gruffly. "But how am I gonna get back home?" "I can come pick you up. Gotta get Mackenzie anyways," Jensen says, and this time he looks at Jared. Their eyes hold, and Jensen really wants to apologize for every fucked up thing he's ever done or said to Jared. He hasn't been sleeping right for weeks now, because every time he closes his eyes, Jensen sees Jared's face all pretty and broken, and he hears those words. "Thanks for being nice to me. Do you ever think about kissing me?" "No. Stop.
Please don't.
Jensen keeps quiet. Okay, Jared mumbles, looks down at his feet and hesitates for only a moment before he hides his bike in the brush and slides into Jensen's car. So, I was thinking, Jensen starts, and Jared swears that Jensen is shaking. He won't even put the car in gear. I might go for a swim or something later, back at that place I took you. Remember that? Yeah. You can, like, come if you want. Jensen's being distant. Looks away and Jared stares down at his fingernails. Okay. Jensen takes a drag off his smoke before tossing it out of the window. They sit in more silence, and Jared watches the way Jensen's hands clench around his steering wheel, until his knuckles turn white before he suddenly twists in his seat, turns to Jared, and then it happens so fast that Jared can't breathe as Jensen's mouth presses against his, all hot and wet and sweet and slow. Just for a little while. Just for a moment. Jensen pulls away and stares into Jared's eyes with a curious fear, that he blinks away before setting his sight back on the road up ahead. He puts the car in gear and begins to drive without saying a word. The tips of Jared's ears turn pink, and he tries his best not to talk or move too much, because he thinks if he does, he'll stop breathing again. Instead, he watches the way Jensen watches him from the corners of his green tilted eyes, as he turns onto Walker Road, and a slight thrill flutters inside of his chest. And Jared keeps on watching, waiting for Jensen to say something, but Jensen never does. Jensen just drives him to school.